Justin Fluke with you. Joined by Coach Derek Shelton now to talk D West boys basketball. The Mustangs at 1-5 on the season, but have had two really close games going into the break and coming out of the break. Played really well, Coach, at home against Troy right there before Christmas, before falling 48-43, and then last Friday to begin the new year at Lynn, and falling in overtime 50-44. So I guess good news is, I mean, competing, you had chances, I know you felt like, to win both of those games. Ultimately, you know, didn't come away with the win, but sounds like your team competing and maybe doing some better things here sandwiched the holidays.
Yeah, we're definitely competing, and, you know, we've thought we've kind of left some chances out there these last two games, and, you know, it's kind of was our big focal point over Christmas break. You know, we got to find ways to win games, you know. Just being in games isn't good enough, and we got to find ways to make that extra play or two to come out with some wins in these close games we've had the last two.
Sounds like the biggest issue coming back from the break was just kind of the shooting woes. Of course, you hadn't really got back into school. I know that's always tough, that first game back, and you had a really long road trip as well. But you attribute just, you know, needing to execute and make a few more shots in a game like that at Lynn to be able to have a different outcome?
Yeah, out there at Lynn, I mean, we started out real good first couple minutes, and then it would just went kind of sideways for us, shooting the ball. Couldn't really buy a shot for anything there, but, you know, the kids battled, and, you know, we were down there late and got it to overtime. You know, we had chances, and, you know, the good thing, we did some good things, though. We almost out-rebounded them, and for us, with being a smaller team going against that size they had, that was a good thing, you know. We're getting up into double-digit offensive rebounds, which is good for us. It's just we got to find a way to knock down some shots.
Well, you know, Troy, I think, is like 4-1 or something like that. I wanted to ask you about that game a little bit as well, because especially on the defensive side, I mean, that was one of the lower point totals you've given up and maybe one of the lower they had scored. So was there some other positives, but mainly maybe the defense, the way your team played at home against Troy there before the break?
Yeah, defensively, I thought we were pretty good. Really, that Troy game is, I mean, we were up, you know, all until the fourth quarter. And fourth quarter, again, it was kind of shooting. We shot 16% from the field in the fourth quarter. That kind of was the difference in the game there.
So anything over break that you felt like you spent a little extra time on, or how do you treat practices over the break, or what you hope to get out of or accomplish in those times?
You know, over break, we were just back to doing what we do, you know. We were back to the fundamentals, and we got a lot of shots up, you know. Just worrying about us, you know, it's kind of nice having break in there to where you can just worry about your team and not have to worry about scouting or doing this or that. It was about us getting better, and we tried getting a ton of shots up, which didn't carry over to Lynn, but I'm hoping we'll carry over going forward.
Game against Perry postponed, so just a couple games here before the midseason TVL tournament. You got Valley Heights coming in on Friday night, and then at Frankfort next Tuesday. So best of luck getting back into a bit of a routine, and your team finding success. Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll chat more next week.
Thanks, Justin.
Coach Derek Shelton of the D West Boys, the weekly Mustang Locker Room Chats on KNZA and MSCSports.net, brought to you by the Bendina State Bank and by Triple L Tire in Highland.